Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am really excited about this 835 guest because fresh off the heels of the 100th anniversary of the opening of the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis, Fred Crone, credited with saving this historic stage, releases his first book called Standing in the Wings, My Life On and Mostly Just Off Stage. This book traces his efforts to save and restore the Orpheum, the State, and the Pantages Theaters, his experiences in booking concerts and Broadway shows, which have sustained the theater district for more than 40 years now. He's joining us to tell us all about the book and why he wrote it. How are you, Fred Crone? Oh,
I'm
my gosh.
How are you?
I'm so good. You know, just hearing your name, I smile. You have, man, you are a staple here in this great state of Minnesota. So many know what you accomplished on Hennepin Avenue. It's just remarkable with the State, the Orpheum, and of course Pantages Theaters. Now you've written this, you've written a book. Tell me what inspired you to do it and how do you feel about it now?
Well, I retired in 2018, I had probably 50 boxes full of files that were for concerts I started to do in 1972. And continued to 2018, and I went through them. I sorted them all out. I donated them to the archives at the Elmer Anderson Arts Library, and in going through them, I said, you know, there's some great stories here. I think I might at least try a book. And then we were all locked in our homes and condos for COVID, and during that time, I wrote the book.
I am not surprised at that at all, sir. You are prolific in all of your endeavors, and I can imagine that you are prolific in this writing of a book. Tell me, how many pages did you get through?
It's almost 400 pages, including a listing of every show that I promoted from 1972 to 2018, and what the gross was, and what the venue was. It's kind of an interesting history of the shows, and of course the Steels are on that list.
Amazing. So, we had some good times, man. And I just want to say that in order for you to write this book, it must have changed you in some way, did it?
I think it certainly made me, there were so many things I had forgotten, some great stories that I'd forgotten, and it kind of brought those back into really good focus for me. So I guess it changed me. I can't think of any other way, but I feel good about the book and hope it would be of interest to people.
Well, because the Orpheum itself is so historic, as well as the State Theater and the Pantages Theaters, the bottom line is that people need to know the history. We have been losing a lot of our history in various states when it comes to theater and how Broadway, the touring companies have been, traveling for so many decades. And we start to learn that, wow, we have been unique in this here in Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit how you see us being unique in your efforts?
Well, I think the main thing is that all three of the Hennepin Avenue theaters were very much threatened with demolition, and there were tipping points in each where they were able to be saved, and that's part of the lore of the history of these three theaters. You know, the Orpheum was decaying on Hennepin Avenue in the early 70s, and I tried 40 or 50 different business people to see if I could persuade them to invest some money in it. And I had Joe Papp lined up to bring a chorus line in if I could find someone to fix the Orpheum up. And nobody went for it except for Bob Dylan. And that's one of the main stories. I think if Bob Dylan wouldn't have stepped up and expressed interest in owning and operating and producing shows in the Orpheum early on, that would probably be a parking lot or a some kind of condo development now.
So tell me,
and the same for the state.
Right. Now, the state has been, Minnesota, we are so grateful for all that you did. And, of course, theater is so big here. To know that Lion King, you know, was really put to work here. And so we can actually say it happened in Minnesota first.
World premiere.
World premiere, man. That's a big deal.
And it's the most successful Broadway show in Broadway history, both in terms of grosses and in terms of attendance. So we in the Twin Cities can be justly proud of having Lion King here before anyone.
So here you are. You have your family that's learning all that you had, you know, maybe displaced at one time in your memory. And now you're going, that's right. I did that. I did this. What are you hearing from the children? What are you hearing from your family about writing this book?
You know, they were all in a way part of it. I can remember my sister Lisa, who now is booking the theaters in my place now that
That's
I've retired.
Right.
When she was about 10 years old, I gave her a bunch of roses and told her, "Run up the aisle at O'Shaughnessy Auditorium and hand them to Miss Fitzgerald, Miss Ella Fitzgerald," and she did that and. To this day, it's a major memory for her. But you know, there were some amazing artists that I was privileged to work with, and many of them, many stories are in this book that I share with readers.
Did you share the many changes of how you bring these incredible shows to the cities, whether they're tours or what have you? But how is it different from when you used to do it, when you were booking the shows? Now it's the technology is different, the way tickets are done, marketing is done, it's also different.
It's also different, and the saddest part to me is that it's very corporate now. You know, there are... not so much in the Twin Cities, but in many cities, the big giant conglomerates that I really feel don't really care much for the artists. They just care for the next quarter's earnings. You know, they've taken over so many parts of the live entertainment industry, and to the detriment, I think, of audiences. But other than that, the ticketing. I used to take hard tickets and take them over to Northrop Auditorium, and you know, then just before each show, I'd have to go and settle and count money in and pick up the hard tickets, and then we'd put them in the. You know, now it's just instantaneous with computer ticketing.
Right.
So it's many changes have been for the better, and just a few have been to the detriment, I think.
You've had so many employees that stuck with you for many, many years. I remember some of the technicians when the Steels would come in there and perform at the State Theater, and there were guys that had been there for 25, 35 years. Today, as you know, these theaters are really thriving. And do you still see any of them? Are some of them still around?
Sure. I think Dave Marietta was probably there the longest, but many of the IATSE union people that we had, it was a family business kind of, and they their father worked for Local 13, and then they worked and it just became something that was passed down, and many of them. Many of them are still around. They're retiring, some of them, but they were great. And the nice thing is we've been so successful that now they can make a full-time living from working at the theaters, which is, I think, great. It's much needed.
Have you ever considered in your lifetime doing this work, actually going in and buying up other theaters in other parts of Minnesota?
You know, you need a certain size of population to make them work. I've promoted shows. I did a tour with Dolly Parton years ago and went into Fargo and Grand Forks and a lot of the, you know, they'd have 500 or 600 seat theaters, but it's very difficult. You know, you want to bring entertainment to those size towns, but it's very difficult. And so I've always found that, it's easier for me to have stuck to Minneapolis, St. Paul most of the time. Sadly, they're great theaters.
They are great theaters. It's amazing to me that you worked with union people, okay? So some people say, I don't want to work with union people. I just want my theater to thrive without all of that. But you dealt with that. What do you see today that's going on when it comes to the union? Is it getting stronger or is it getting weaker when it comes to theaters?
Well, I definitely think that in Minneapolis, Local 13, which is the IATSE union, I think is very strong, mainly because we've had such success in bringing in some of the long running Broadway, you know, Hamilton and Wicked, and some of the really long running shows that really give them a full time living, you know. So I think they're. And they have technical skills that really, the average person doesn't have and would be hard to develop. So I've always been more than happy to work with that kind of skilled professional.
All three of your theaters, the Orpheum, the State, and Pantages, you have brought in concerts as well. You've brought in comedy. You've brought in so much. It wasn't just theater. You were known for bringing in the arts, period. As we look around today, we are still seeing that, and that is something I hope will continue in this great state of Minnesota. Yet, we are also hearing about other states that are falling away from that. When they do theater, they just want to do the musicals. They want to do the popular shows like you talked about a moment ago. And so as we look and say, yeah, let's incorporate all of it, all that artists have to present. Is that the way to go? Do you hope that other theaters will keep doing that or be encouraged to do more of that?
I think the reason the three theaters are so successful is that we have been able to bring in a wide, wide variety of things, as you say, and not just focus on one. You know, there are a lot of Broadway theaters, and when there's no Broadway running, the theater is dark. And our theory always was that if people will buy tickets to a show and it won't damage the theater or the audience, we're going to bring them in. So if you look in the back of the book and look at the many, many shows that have come into the Twin Cities, it's quite amazing the wide variety.
And finally, sir, I've tried to write a book. I've got about 70 pages of a book. And, you know, when you are reflecting on who you are and who you were, what did you learn about yourself? And if you learned anything that you didn't know that you knew, how did you feel about it once you placed it in the book?
You know, it's funny. I started thinking that it was going to be a really uphill battle and that it was going to, I'd have to rewrite it 10 times. Once I had gone through the files and was a little refreshed in knowing, recalling what I had gone through back in the day, I wrote it once, and it was the right length to fit in a nice book. And I had to rewrite portions, but it was really much easier than I thought once I got going. And hopefully you'll find that as well, because I'd love to read your book.
Well, I tell you, I'm terrified because I read it after 3 years of starting to work on it. And I thought to myself, oh, no, nope, nope. I don't think I'm going to get through this. So we'll see. But I am so happy that you wrote your story because your story is important to the great state of Minnesota and so many of the Broadway tours that have come through this state. We are known for our theaters, and you helped that. You were the one that gave so much of yourself to make sure that these theaters continue to thrive. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
It's really a pleasure, sir. Take care of yourself and write another one. Do a second
chapter. I'll do it. Thank you. Appreciate your call. You're talking.
Thank you so much, Fred. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.